in this observation, the introduction to PALS was okay. You'll notice the teacher took a relatively long time to distribute the folders to the students. The folder distribution process was not as efficient as it could have been, although it was completed in the allotted amount of time. In this observation, we saw the teacher do a decent job implementing PALS. In terms of the fidelity checklist, the teacher followed the script for parts of the lessons. For partner reading, the teacher held the script for the beginning of the activity, but not during the transition. The teacher did not use the script for all of the remaining PALS activities. You'll notice in this observation that the teacher repeatedly failed to use the script. That resulted in a significant lowering of the teacher's fidelity. It's a simple thing to fix, and if the teacher were to do that differently, fidelity would definitely improve. In addition, the teacher did not monitor students consistently, leaving out monitoring completely during the retell activity, focusing on some other tasks. You also notice the teacher didn't implement PALS for the correct amount of time during paragraph shrinking. If the teacher had also used a timer correctly during paragraph shrinking and had monitored the students during retell, the fidelity would actually have been perfect. And so this demonstrates that it does not actually take that much additional effort to get your fidelity from relatively weak to relatively strong. On our fidelity checklist, you see that implementing PALS for 10 minutes is one item, and instructing students to switch partners after 5 minutes is another item. Because of the way we structured the fidelity checklist, the teacher is penalized twice for going over time on paragraph shrinking. When schools design fidelity checklists, it's important to consider the implications of individual items for other items. In this case, you can see how it created double penalty. In terms of the quality items, for the first one, how well did the teacher implement the PALS instruction activities? The teacher should be rated average. The teacher did implement the activities for the most part correctly, but the teacher did not consistently use the script to introduce the activities, and the teacher didn't use a timer in the correct way so that paragraph shrinking did not take the correct amount of time. So we should consider this an average implementation. In terms of student monitoring, the second item, the teacher should also be considered average. There was feedback given to some of the students, but monitoring was not done consistently, and the quality of the feedback could have been better. The teacher didn't always provide clear instructional feedback to help the students improve their future implementation of the program. It was sometimes quick and off the cuff. The teacher also did not always use the orange Watching PALS Pairs checklist, which is a helpful tool for monitoring the students. It allows the teacher to decide what sort of things should be focused on.